This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Home, sweet home. If only. In the unless you have been living under a rock category, you know the word housing is everywhere all the time. People need it. There isn't enough. It's too expensive to build. The state says you've got to build. Where do we put it? And a few California cities are not even close to solving the problem. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is David Gorn, chair of the Half Moon Bay Planning Commission. Welcome, David.
Hi there.
In the simplest terms, the housing crisis is a case of supply and demand. A lot of people chasing that California dream and a few places to lay their heads while having that vision. Looking back, just when did the demand start exceeding the supply?
Well, we're a lot like the rest of California. There are some trends that have developed that have contributed to a lack of housing. It's not so much that we have more people. We tend to have fewer people living in houses now than we used to. We also have a lot of hedge funds and other investment firms that are buying houses as investment properties and not renting them out. So there's two affordability problems in Half Moon Bay. We have the affordability of the houses themselves. Buying a house is astronomically expensive, but we also have a rental affordability crisis. Part of that rental problem in Half Moon Bay, I don't know if you know, but there's like my son, when he rented a house here, he had nine other people living with him in a four-bedroom house. I hear stories all the time about four families sharing a four-bedroom house with their kids sleeping on cots. That can't go on. There are a few possibilities to fix it. It's one reason that Half Moon Bay passed this, what they call the STR ordinance, a short-term rental ordinance, because a lot of people with two homes or investment properties would kick the renters out and rent them out as Airbnbs, right? For like seven times, eight times a year, whatever. That meant that the rental stock in Half Moon Bay went way down. The STR ordinance, the short-term rental ordinance, requires that you live in a house for 51% of the time, and then you can rent it out as a Airbnb. And it's an incentive, if you have a second house, to rent it out to real people, to long-term rentals.
The state has a mandate, of course. And what is that? And who's responsible for taking care of it?
The state wants to push affordable housing, which is great. You know, we need affordability to come down. We need a place to live. In Half Moon Bay, that affordability crisis, we as a community saw that problem a long time ago. And we built Leslie Gardens, for instance, which is a senior center. It's gorgeous. Low-income senior housing center. And we've done that on a number of other projects as well. We have the Moon Ridge Housing, which is technically right outside of Half Moon Bay, but we were involved in that. We have the Stone Pine Cove, Farmworker Housing. Now we have the 555 Kelly, and then there's a one going in at 940 Main Street. And there's others, plus our six mobile home parks. We actually do have a lot of affordable housing, but one of the issues I see is that, for instance, with the Leslie Gardens Senior Center, predominantly that was people coming from out of town and living here, people from Burlingame and Menlo Park and St. Louis. And so we built this really great senior housing so that the seniors here could afford it. And then the seniors here didn't get to move in there for the most part. There's a few who are there who are Half Moon Bay citizens. So to me, that didn't fix the affordability crisis for seniors So to me, the important thing is to make sure that if we do have housing projects here, that they go predominantly to locals. And that would really alleviate our affordability crisis.
Of course, someone has to build these. What are the incentives for builders to actually do this kind of market rate or low-income housing?
Well, it can be tough to find somebody, especially with smaller projects. The 555 Kelly originally was designed to be a smaller project. The city council targeted it for affordable housing because it's city property. And when it's city property, you have some say over who stays there. And so that was the city council's effort to get locals affordable housing. And so it still is. It's for farm workers, senior farm workers, which, you know, I guess it technically is outside of Half Moon Bay city limits because it's an unincorporated county. But I think that they are part of the greater Half Moon Bay area. And so that one was really successful. The problem that we've seen with 555 Kelly, because there's been so much fighting over it, to me, not so much NIMBYism, but people here have supported affordable housing and farm worker housing. That hasn't really been an issue. The Stone Pine Cove, for instance, 72 units? That happened in about a year with really minimal opposition. And so this one is such a fight because of something called the density bonus law. So the density bonus law was used on this project, which meant that the city council and planning commission and citizens were not allowed to address things that they normally address. Height, parking, traffic, safety, all those things. Those were off the table. We couldn't talk about them. That's why everybody got so head up about it. You know, there's no voice. The 940 Main Project, which is an area from Main Street to Highway 1, from Poplar to Metzger, that big block, that's going to be affordable housing also. 25% of that will be for farm workers. That is local. 25% will be local. But the other 75%, who knows?
Is this going to meet the state requirements? Or are we close? Or how's that doing?
We're close.
Because that's all we hear about is that, oh, the state's going to tell us we have to do this, this, and this. That's the question that people feel emotional about.
Right. There's no doubt that Half Moon Bay is one of five cities in the state, right? And there's no overlooking that, that hasn't met the housing element. There are some extenuating circumstances. To me, one of the biggest ones is that the Housing Community Development, HCD, they were trying to get rid of Measure D, which is our 1.5% growth initiative. We're about to submit our housing element, and they said, wait, you have to wait on the housing element until after we talk to the Coastal Commission to try to get rid of Measure D. And they did that, and it took many, many months, and the Coastal Commission said no. And then they said, oh, wait, no, you have to wait until after we talk to the council and make the city council put Measure D on the ballot so that the citizens can reverse it. The citizens are for it. They overwhelmingly passed it. I think it was like 70% in passing it. And it works. It's like it's great. It's what has kept Half Moon Bay, Half Moon Bay, because we don't have this giant explosion of housing that we don't really have the infrastructure to support. Those particular things are delays actually by HCD. And then it got to a point where we were like scrambling, city was scrambling to try to get the housing element done in time and approved by them. And they just kind of like said, no, we're going to wait.
Well, speaking of scrambling, where do people go to actually get the facts? Where is the information source when people want to catch up and really see what's happening?
Well, the city actually does a really good job of putting everything online. And you can really find a lot of information through the city site on specific projects like 555 Kelly or about 940 Main Street, but also in general about the housing element. There's a whole section in there about what's required and what we're doing and how we're doing it.
And when things land on your desk, mm-hmm. what's the first thing you have to do? Does it come through the city to you?
The Planning Commission, usually individual projects come to before the Planning Commission, and we look to see if they meet the local coastal program, the requirements that Half Moon Bay has for building projects. And if it meets LCP, then
LCP stands for?
Local Coastal Program.
Oh, okay.
So if it meets all the local coastal program standards, then it's passed on to the City Council, and they're the ones who set policy.
Well, it's not an easy job. Is it?
I mean, well,
because people probably get in your face from time to time.
Well, it's interesting. I was on council before, and I chose Planning Commission because it was a little bit lower profile. Like, not that many people don't really watch Planning Commission, you know, on TV,
right?
in their spare time. And so because politics is personal in Half Moon Bay, and I did get a lot of that when I was on council before. It actually turns out I got that a little bit on Planning Commission as well, but that's another story.
Well, you've given us a lot of information in a very short time, and I want to thank you for joining us. Planning Commission will continue to work and continue to find solutions in this. And as you said, the city's website has a lot of the information, and it's important for people to go and get the accurate information.
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me. This is a good subject.
My guest today has been David Gorn, chair of the Half Moon Bay Planning Commission.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Housing. The term sounds so bureaucratic, when in truth, all we want is a home. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
There's no
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood for his timely, sensitive, and controversial interview concerning how state lawmakers can take away the rights of Half Moon Bay citizens as how they can govern their own city. Where are the Sons of Liberty when you need them? For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. And now let us journey back to a time when state government was not so oppressive. Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine, invites us to join him for a trip back to the year 1959. You're listening to the station that represents the timeless spirit of community radio for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, the one and only 100.9. Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Shalom. This is Rabbi Moshe Hein from the Coastside Jewish Community. The Jewish New Year is early this year. Rosh Hashanah begins on Friday evening, September 11th. That's really soon. The days that follow are what we call the Days of Awe. Many feel that these are the most important days in the Jewish year and a time to reconnect with their Jewish heritage and community. If you live on the Coastside, I invite you to come celebrate the High Holy Days with us. We offer prayerful and meditative services, which you can attend in person or online. So if you happen to be Jewish, or if you know someone who is, or you're just interested in learning more, check out our website, coastsidejewishcommunity.org. This is Reb Moshe wishing you good health, goodwill, and peace.
Slipping
into your future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1959.
It's the summer of 1959. What were things like on the Coastside back then? Well, checking the archive of the Half Moon Bay Review, Farmer Dies Under Tractor. Edwin Fiesel, 56-year-old gentleman farmer and owner of Rancho Butano, Pescadero, died when the tractor he was driving overturned into a creek, pinning him in 2 feet of water. Pillar Breakwater Project begins. Work has begun on the Pillar Breakwater Project at Princeton, with the first rock being laid. The project should be completed in approximately 21 months. This time line represents a speed up in the project, which was originally anticipated as a 3-year job. And Farm Bureau Picnic planned. The annual picnic of the Farm Bureau will be held on Sunday, June 7th at Memorial Park near Pescadero. Tickets are $1 for adults, and children under 12 are admitted free. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We're lucky to have so many resources for seniors and coastsiders here on the coastside. All communities don't have so many opportunities for helping in the aging year. We recently had firsthand exposure to a great organization called Villages of the Coastside. To quote their brochure, a village membership organization that connects groups of members and volunteers to social events, outreach, and mutual support. We have weekly walks, speaker events, lunch gatherings, happy hours, and music. The group also assists with transportation, errands, tech support, pet care, and companionship calls. If you'd like to learn more about this organization, you can contact gilsett1158@gmail.com. That's GILSETT 1158@gmail.com or call her at 650-440-5030. Keep calm and connect on. It's 1959. There are 48 states in the United States, but two more will soon be added. Alaska becomes number 49 and Hawaii becomes the 50th state. NASA introduces America's first astronauts to the world, including John Glenn and Alan Shepard. Fidel Castro comes to power in Cuba after a revolution and establishes the first communist state in the West. Another communist regime, China, forces the Dalai Lama to flee Tibet. And the first known human with HIV dies in Congo. What does it cost to live in the United States in 1959? On an average yearly wage of $5,000, a new house will cost you about $12,400. A movie ticket, $1, loaf of bread, 20 cents, a new car, $2,200, and gas to run it, a big, 25 cents a gallon, oh my gosh. In popular culture, a TV show called The Twilight Zone takes to the air, along with Bonanza series. Popular films include Ben-Hur, Some Like It Hot, North by Northwest, and Sleeping Beauty. In popular music, there is a new R&B group formed in New York City that is getting a lot of attention on the Top 40 station. Here's the Drifters with gold hit, There Goes My Baby.
There's a girl, yeah, I wanna know what she loves.
There's nothing as bad as losing a loved one in a car accident. This sad song would be one and only hit from this singer from Oklahoma. Here's Mark Dining with Teen Angel.
Teen Angel, Teen Angel, Teen Angel. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere? Just sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you today. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, me. Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? Teen Angel, Teen Angel, answer me.
Thank you for joining us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until next week and another year, I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM. This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's financial focus, life insurance, protecting what matters most. September is Life Insurance Awareness Month and the perfect time to consider whether you have adequate coverage to protect your loved ones. While no one likes to think about what would happen if they weren't around, doing so is an act of love. Life insurance is fundamentally about protecting your loved ones should something happen to you. If you pass away, your family will not only face the challenges of grief and loss, but they could also find themselves financially strapped. Life insurance can help provide them with financial security in the event you no longer can. Who needs life insurance? You're a good candidate if you have a spouse or partner who depends on your income, or if there are children or other loved ones whom you support. Insurance protection can also be a solution if you have outstanding debts like a mortgage, credit cards, or a car loan, or if you simply don't want to burden your loved ones with your final expenses. Insurance through work. While many people have life insurance through their employers, this coverage may not be enough for you depending on your situation. Among employers who offer group life insurance, only 2% offer more than 2 times the employee's annual salary, essentially just 2 years of income, according to the Guardian's 2023 Workplace Benefits Study. And remember that it's only good as long as you're employed there. With all this in mind, many people purchase individual insurance as a supplement to their workplace coverage. How much? You might hear that you need life insurance equal to about 7 to 10 times your pre-tax salary. That's not a bad ballpark figure, but not everyone is playing in the same ballpark. To get a true sense of how much of a death benefit is right for you, use the LIFE guide to calculate your needs. Liabilities. Will your family need to pay off a mortgage, credit cards, car loan, or other debt? Income. Will your family need to replace your income for a period of years? Final expenses. Do you have the resources to cover funeral and burial expenses? Education needs. Do you need to put children through a private school or college? Then which type? You can choose between 2 basic types of life insurance, term and permanent. As its name suggests, term insurance is designated to provide coverage for a designated period, such as 10, 15, or 20 years. In general, term insurance is quite affordable for most people, especially when they buy policies as young adults. On the other hand, permanent insurance, such as a whole life or universal life, is usually considerably more expensive because in addition to providing a death benefit, your premiums build cash value. In choosing between term and permanent insurance, you'll want to evaluate several issues, such as how long you think you'll need coverage and how much annual premium you can afford to pay. Life insurance needs can change over time, so it's important to review your coverage every 3 to 5 years or after major life events like marriage or birth of a child. Consider working with a financial advisor who can look at your complete financial situation and help you choose a policy that truly fits your family's needs. Taking action sooner rather than later could be one of the most important gifts you give your loved ones. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Tracy Duffy, your local community service advisor with Skyline Memorial Park and Funeral Home right here in beautiful Half Moon Bay. As your neighbor and a member of this community, I'm here to help individuals and families learn about funeral and cemetery pre-planning in a comfortable, no-pressure environment. Planning ahead can ease emotional and financial burdens for your loved ones while ensuring your wishes are known and respected. Whether you're simply gathering information or ready to explore your options, I'm here to answer your questions and guide you every step of the way, patiently and thoroughly. I invite you to visit our beautiful grounds or schedule a complimentary consultation today. If you're interested in learning more, please give me a call at 650-847-9994. My goal is, and always has been, helping families find peace of mind through thoughtful planning.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian and this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'll be talking about nuts this week. I'm quoting from an article by the Tufts University Health and Nutrition Letter. Nuts are among the oldest human foods, with records of eating pistachios dating back to the Stone Age. Almonds were also found in King Tut's tomb in Egypt. Yet only in the past 20 years or so has science focused on nuts' health benefits, most notably in preventing heart disease, but also potentially helping to combat diabetes and protect your brain and bones. Packed with nutrients and healthy fats, nuts may even be a tool in weight management despite their high calorie count. Marketers have been quick to promote nuts' new healthy reputation, with nut growers' associations elbowing for the title of healthiest. But you can largely let your taste and personal preference rather than nutritional data guide your shopping. While there are differences between nuts, such as the relative amounts of mono versus polyunsaturated fatty acids, or their different forms of vitamin E, their similarities are more important. And these include being rich in good fats and thus calories, protein, fiber, vitamin E, and also low in carbs. Most of the foods we call nuts are tree nuts, botanically a dry, hardened composite of the seed and fruit of trees such as the walnut or almond tree. Tree nuts also include Brazil nuts, cashews, hazelnuts, macadamias, pecans, pistachios, and even pine nuts, which are really the seeds of pine trees. Chestnuts are also tree nuts, but are starchier and contain different micronutrients than other types. The notable exception in the nut world is the peanut. Despite commanding two-thirds of the U.S. nut market, including peanut butter, peanuts are actually legumes like beans or peas and grow in the ground rather than on trees. Nonetheless, from a nutritional standpoint, peanuts can be roughly grouped with the tree nuts. Per capita consumption of tree nuts and peanuts actually declined for most of the 20th century, and today Americans average only half of the 1.5 ounces a day that the FDA says could reduce the risk of heart disease. Only about a third of Americans eat any nuts at all on any given day, and 60% of U.S. nut consumption is as snacks rather than in place of other proteins. Nuts are an excellent source of vitamin E and magnesium. Individuals consuming nuts also have higher intakes of folate, beta-carotene, vitamin K, lutein, phosphorus, copper, selenium, potassium, and zinc per 1,000 calories. Nuts are also an excellent source of phytochemicals. Some of these nutty nutrients are especially important to fill gaps in the U.S. diet. More than 90% of us don't get enough dietary vitamin E, which you need for immune function and protection against oxidative damage to cell. Americans average only about 80% of the RDA for magnesium. Chronically low intake of magnesium can increase your risk of osteoporosis, high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes. 2012 study reported that people with diets low in magnesium are at greater risk for a stroke. Although all nuts contain magnesium, you'll get the most from eating Brazil nuts, almonds, and cashews.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about the benefits of eating nuts. And the best substantiated benefit to your body from eating nuts is a reduction in the risk of coronary artery disease. Clinical trials have linked nut consumptions with improved cholesterol level. This is largely due to nuts' healthy ratio of good fats, mono and polyunsaturated fatty acids, including omega-3s and omega-6s, to saturated fat, the chief culprit in raising LDL, or bad cholesterol levels in the blood. After once condemning all dietary fats as evil, science now understands that some fats, like those in nuts, actually reduce your risk of heart disease. But the cholesterol-lowering benefits of eating nuts actually consistently outperform what would be expected from heart-healthy fats alone. This suggests other components of nuts are also at work. These may include dietary fiber, plant protein, antioxidants, and phytosterols. Nuts are also included in the Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, or the DASH eating plan, which recommends eating 4 to 5 weekly servings of nuts, seeds, and beans to combat high blood pressure. In the OmniHeart study, a diet contributing about 4 ounces a week to plant protein using peanuts and peanut butter lowered blood pressure more than 2 other heart-healthy diets. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian and this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and this week our Carousel Caravan is pulling up to the edge of the Pacific Ocean at 311 Marotta Road in Miramar. Where might that be? We are stepping inside one of the most legendary intimate jazz sanctuaries on the entire West Coast, and that is not hyperbole. The historic Douglas Beach House, home to the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. First, a reminder that our show is brought to you by another Coastside landmark, Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn on Cabrillo Highway. Before settling in for a great afternoon of live music in Miramar, swing by Cameron's to fuel up with their authentic golden fish and chips, a cold draft beer, and maybe play some arcade games with the kids. It's a century of local history at Cameron's, built on community spirit. Check them out online at camerons.pub.net. So this week we're taking a deep dive into the September calendar for the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. You know the history by now, the famous Pete Douglas setting up that jazz club many, many years ago, and some immortal greats have gone through there, including the brilliant Dizzy Gillespie. It's pretty amazing to see and hear, of course. Joining me in the studio to walk us through these incredible dates for September is the artistic coordinator and production manager at the Bach, Alex Pasternak. Now, you're working with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, but for the record, you're a musician in your own right. I've heard your stuff. It's phenomenal. I'm going to have you back on Coastside Carousel for another show at another time, but right now we're focusing on Bach, the September calendar. Tell us about it.
Sure thing, and I'd love that, Mike. Well, we have a lot of great shows coming up in September. First and foremost, I wanted to remind people that we're an all-ages venue. And
I didn't know that.
That's right. And so we have all sorts of different jazz appreciated by all sorts of different age groups. And I think it's not just for old people. It's not just for, I guess, am I middle-aged now that I'm 45?
You are middle-aged.
Okay, not
yes.
just middle-aged
yes.
people, but also for young people. And student tickets are $12, and we consider a student anyone under 25. So if you're 24 and you want to come see a show for $12, come and see us.
It's the legendary Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, and you know, the history of that place, I even alluded to it in several shows in the past, is just beyond compare. You're the artistic coordinator and production manager. What does that really mean? Does that mean you do it all? You're the Renaissance man?
I wear a lot of hats, but no, I don't do it all. Barbara is the director and does the booking. We have a sound tech, Jim Bennett, who's phenomenal. He's been working with, you know, KQED, KPFA for years and years and years doing jazz. He had a show on KCSM, and we have a doorwoman Sharon and a bartender Sharon, and we have a staff. I basically help with contracts, and then I run the show on Sundays, so I'm the first one there and the last one out.
But you're not a guitar tech or a piano tech. You don't have to worry about setup. The bands do all their own sound checks and everything.
I do. I set up the bass amp. I set up the drums. I tune the drums. Tune the bass. Get all that going. I help the piano tuner, but I have no idea how to actually tune a piano. So I help them, you know, just move the piano to where we need it on stage. And then, you know, turn the lights on, get the hospitality for the band, pick them up dinner, be cordial and fun, and really just make sure the bands have a great time.
Do you let these brilliant world-class musicians know that you're a musician yourself, or do you keep it kind of on the QT?
I think it slips out.
Right.
Yeah, I think it does.
Because you can play all forms of music. You're an excellent musician.
I grew up playing jazz and punk rock, I think so. And then everything in between, now I mostly produce, yeah. But it normally slips out just because I admire the musicianship and such high caliber of bands that we have. You know, it's nice to get on the level sometimes.
I was going to ask you about that. Just thinking about the history of the Bach and all the greats that have been through there, do you ever get goosebumps just thinking, I'm working here at the Bach, booking, helping with this music?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, of course. Because we've had so many incredible artists and really, really world class over the last 60 years. You know, we are a nonprofit. We have a booth at Monterey Jazz Festival. If anyone wants to come say hi, it's our first time having a booth there. We did it at Half Moon Bay Wine and Jazz Fest, and that was wonderful. So we're going to up the ante and do Monterey. And we've hosted many musicians who played at Monterey Jazz Fest right here at the Bach in Half Moon Bay. You know, Dave Brubeck, Max Roach, Dizzy Gillespie, Etta James. We've had just the biggest names in jazz for 60 years, and we'll continue to have them, you know, on the biggest names in jazz who will be huge in the next 20 to 30 years. We had Samara Joy, who not only won a Grammy for overall vocalist, but, you know, she's playing with the SF Symphony this month. We just have had such a high caliber of amazing musicianship. It would be a pity if we didn't just pack a sold-out show every time.
Let's talk about the September calendar, which we're here to do today. John
Sure.
Pizzarelli, Sylvia Cuenca, and the Jorge Luis Pacheco Trio. We're going to play some tracks coming up very shortly now on KHMV's Coastside Carousel. How does Barbara put together a show? How does she curate stuff like this?
You know, it's very, very thoughtful, because I really think there's something for everyone, even people who might say, oh, you know, I don't like jazz, or growing up on the coast, you know, we had a lot of rock, we have a lot of bluegrass, we have a lot of, you know, country-ish and folk. And though we also have this incredible jazz club, and people who might say they don't like jazz don't know all of the diversity that we book. So she'll go between something that's very straight ahead. You know, John Pizzarelli is a guitarist, right? And his whole show, this first show, September 13th, is dedicated to Tony Bennett. Right? Classic singer. From that to the following week, Sylvia Cuenca is going to be a sextet. She's a drummer with trumpet, saxophone, piano, bass, percussion. It's going to be more Latin, more fusion, energetic, a bigger band. The following week, Jorge Luis Pacheco, he's doing a live from Havana. So he's coming straight from Havana to play for us. It's a trio. He's an incredible pianist who sings, and a bunch of the repertoire is from Buena Vista Social Club, which we might know. You know, it's such a local treasure that the Bach needs recognition and support.
Music is your life. Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Alex Pasternak giving us a glimpse inside the magic of the Bach. And now let's give you a taste of what you hear the month of September. We'll start with John Pizzarelli, then Sylvia Cuenca, a beautiful percussionist, and the Jorge Luis Pacheco Trio. Jorge is a wonderful pianist, and we're going to start with world-renowned jazz guitarist and vocalist John Pizzarelli and his tribute to the late, great Tony Bennett on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone
and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco, high on a hill. It calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco, above the blue and windy sea. When I come home, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me.
Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, and the show devoted to local artists and the wonderful concert venues along the coast. And this week, our focus on a landmark and a legendary landmark, the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society and their September calendar. Mike Dale with you. And you just heard three wonderful artists, renowned jazz guitarist and vocalist John Pizzarelli started us off, who will be at the Bach for a tribute to Tony Bennett on Sunday, September 13th at 4:30. Then drummer Sylvia Cuenca and her ensemble on September 20th. And the Jorge Luis Pacheco Trio right there with their show Live from Havana. And that'll be on September, and that'll be on September 27th. What a lineup. Three incredible Sundays at the Douglas Beach House. All shows kick off at 4:30 at 311 Murata Road. You know where that is. For information on all these shows, including the live streams they do, if you can't make it live, go to bachddsoc.org. Let me give you that again, slowly. Bach, bachddsoc.org for all the ticket information. Many thanks to Alex Pasternak for joining us this week on the show. I'll have him back, or is that Bach, in November for another calendar update from the great Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Often today, it seems that the federal government has become too intrusive into local matters, and federal micromanagement has now unfortunately become the norm in education, law enforcement, religious expressions, and even on what is and is not moral. Strikingly, the Founding Fathers had intended that the federal government never intrude into any of these issues. As Thomas Jefferson explained, taking from the states the moral rule of their citizens and subordinating it to the federal government would break up the foundations of the Union. I believe the states can best govern our home concerns and the federal government our foreign ones. According to Thomas Jefferson, the original plan was for the federal government to direct foreign affairs, but for the states and local communities to direct the domestic and the moral ones.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.